Welcome to Better Health for Busy People, brought to you by healthmentors.nz. I'm your host, Chris Desmond. I'm coming at you from the floor in the lounge today, getting a little bit of hip mobility going on. My wife is currently working in the study, so here I am. I brought you into our living room and we're just having a bit of a chill out. Today, I want to talk through a health tactic with you. And the important thing is when we're thinking about health tactics, is that you always take them with a little bit of a grain of salt because you need to take them back and apply them to your own situation. If someone is out there giving you general health tactics like it's gospel, start to question it a little bit and start to think, okay, is this tactic specific for my situation or do I need to take it away and do I need to alter it a little bit to apply it to best effect for me? Today, we're going to talk about one of the important pillars of good health, and that important pillar is the nutrition that we use to fuel our bodies. And if you think back, I'm 38, I'll be turning 39 this year. My dietary patterns shifted a little bit from when I was a kid. For those of you who are my age or similar, even a bit older, a bit younger, your dietary patterns have probably shifted a little bit from when you were a kid as well. So there are a lot more processed, convenient, cheap options in the market today when you compare it to what we were eating 30 years ago. And when we're really busy, it's pretty easy to reach for those convenient options. But unfortunately, most of those convenient options don't stack up particularly well from a nutritional standpoint when you compare them to whole foods. Or unprocessed foods, especially veggies. So one tactic that I use myself and one tactic that I use with my clients as well is something that I call easy veggies. So in essence, what I'm doing with easy veggies is I'm looking for a really straightforward way to increase the amount of veggies that I'm ingesting each day. Especially if I can stack that on top of something that I'm already doing. Because there's quite a bit of research out there that shows that our health improves if we just increase our veggie intake. Even if we're not changing too much else about our diet, if we get more veggies, we're getting more nutrition, we end up healthier. So again, obviously, take that with a grain of salt and apply it to your situation as well. But in general, more veggies, better health. So if we're thinking easy veggies, we want to start to look at where can we simply put more vegetables into our day. So some helpful tactics that I use and some helpful tactics that I use with my clients are things like smoothies. So smoothies are a great way to get some greens and get some fruit into you, just throw it all in a blender. And for my clients that are into regular protein shakes, they find the switch from protein shake or protein smoothie to a smoothie with extra veggies is pretty simple. So instead of protein shake with banana and milk or water, it's protein shake with banana, maybe some frozen blueberries, and a couple of handfuls of greens in there. And that increases your veggie intake. One that I love, actually, and one that I'm trying to get people on board with, and I don't know how many I've convinced yet, is to buy a bag of carrots and just grab one and eat one a day as a snack. One a day is not enough to turn you orange like some of those urban legends that you heard of when you were a kid. But carrots are really easy to eat. Just grab it, have a gnaw on it. I think they're pretty tasty. Not everyone does. They're really easy to transport. So you can throw one in your bag and you carry it around and you won't pull it out and it won't be all bruised like a banana. And the best thing about carrots is that they're super cheap, a couple of bucks for a kg and a half of them. So even see if you can get your family on board with that. Another easy veggie tactic, if you're making yourself an omelet, if you're working from home, throw a handful of greens in your omelet before you fold it over. Another thing that you could put in there is you could chop up some red pepper or some capsicum or some mushrooms as well and throw them in the omelet. Or you could even get away with doing all three. Another one that people often use is to grate a carrot or grate a courgette into your spaghetti bolognese or a similar meal. So it doesn't change the taste particularly. It doesn't really change the texture that much. But you've got a carrot or two or a courgette in there, and the kids aren't going to kick off at you as well for ruining their spaghetti bolognese. And another really simple one is when you're eating dinner, just think, okay, can I add one more veggie to my dinner than I would normally have there? So there's five different tactics that you could use to easily increase your veggie intake to make sure that you're hitting your 5+ a day. I'd love to hear from you what your thoughts were and if there are any ways that you like to increase your veggie intake. So want to leave you with a question. What would be the easiest way for you to get more veggies in your diet?